Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安, 弟兄姊妹们。
It is a wonderful privilege to be with you this morning to celebrate the love of the Lord together.
是何等的这样权利, 神让我们一起来纪念他的爱。
Let's turn to the Lord for a brief time again to ask Him to lead us and guide us through this time.
我们有一段祷告，求主来带领我们的聚集。
Father, we thank you so much for this privilege to be before you this morning.
天父, 我们感谢你把我们能够这样有权利来到你面前。
By the Holy Spirit, when you open the eyes of our heart to see the great love of God,
借着圣灵, 你开我们里面的眼睛, 能看到你的伟大。
How could we not fall down before you and worship you?
我们怎么能不跪下来能够来敬拜你。
We thank you so much.
感谢你。
For giving us this time to remember and honor your Son. And Father, as we read the Word together, may the Holy Spirit breathe upon the Word and deliver to each one of us.
主，我们在读你的话语的时候，愿你的圣灵吹气在上面，能够来使你的话可以成为活的话语。
Use the Word, your own precious Word, to encourage and to edify your own people.
用你的话，你自己的话，来使你的儿女们能够受益得益处。
We commit every heart and mind in this place unto your hands.
我们把每个人的心，每个人的心思意念都交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Let's read from Genesis chapter 50.
我们一起读创世纪第50章。
Verses 15 to 21. Genesis 50:15-21. I will read in English, and then my brother will read in Mandarin. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong which we did to him?" So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father charged before he died, saying, 'Thus you shall say to Joseph, please forgive, I beg you, the transgression of your brothers and their sin, for they did you wrong. And now forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also came and fell down before him and said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' But Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in God's place? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them."
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，就说：“或者约瑟怀恨我们，照着我们从前待他一切的恶，足足的报复我们。”他们就打发人去见约瑟，说：“你父亲未死，已先吩咐说，你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶。” 如今求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。他的哥哥们又来伏伏在他面前说：“我们是你的仆人。”约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。现在你们不要害怕。”
What if Joseph bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong which we did to him?
或者约瑟怀恨我们，照着我们从前待他一切的恶，足足的报应我们。
Now, why would Joseph hold a grudge against his brothers?
为什么约瑟会怀恨他们的弟兄，他的弟兄们呢？
Now we know that Joseph is not the one who started it.
约瑟不是这个事情的发起人。
It was the brothers who started it all.
是他的哥哥们发起这件事情。
It was the brothers who held the grudge against Joseph when they were all young.
是这些哥哥们怀恨约瑟啊，当约瑟还年轻的时候。
So looking back, we know that Joseph was always the father's favorite, and all the brothers were jealous of him.
我们回想的时候知道约瑟呢是他父亲最爱的那一个，所以他的哥哥们都嫉妒他。
Jacob, we may think he was not so wise. He did not hide the fact that he favored Joseph.
雅各呢在这件事上也不是很聪明，因为他没有遮蔽他对约瑟的这个偏爱。
And to make matters worse, he made this beautiful, colorful coat just for Joseph.
甚至相反，他为着这个约瑟呢，预备了一个非常漂亮的彩衣。
And Joseph's brothers, they were like normal boys.
约瑟的哥哥们呢，也是最正常的一些的男孩子。
They like to hang out, they like to have fun, and they like to enjoy themselves.
他们愿意聚集在一起，一起快乐，一起呢，来享受。
Sometimes when they're hanging out and having fun and enjoying themselves, Joseph would watch them and go to the father and tell them.
有时候这些哥哥们在一起寻欢作乐的时候呢，这约瑟就观察，然后把他的事情，这些不好的事情告诉他父亲，雅各。
Hey, Dad, all the boys, the brothers, they're all goofing off.
爸爸，这些哥哥们他们做的一些不好的事情。
Needless to say, they did not like that.
我们知道他们这些哥哥们不喜欢约瑟这样在父亲面前说他们坏话。
So while his brothers they like to have fun, Joseph was a good boy.
这些哥哥们寻欢作乐的时候呢，这个约瑟呢就是一个非常好的孩子。
You could imagine whenever Jacob calls Joseph.
每一次雅各来叫约瑟的时候，
he would run to his father and say, "Father, here I am."
这个约瑟就会很快的到他父亲面前说，父亲，我在这儿。
And he was obedient to his father.
他非常顺服他的父亲。
Whenever his father told him to do something, he would do it quickly and earnestly.
他父亲让他做的，他都是非常快的，非常好的去做。
I'm going to attempt Mandarin here. Pai ma pi.
我会在这里讲一点的中文。
Okay, because you're laughing, I guess you guys got it. So that's how the brothers felt about Joseph.
这就是这些哥哥们对于约瑟的这样的印象。
And to top it all off, he had those ridiculous dreams.
这一切之外呢，更让他们不能忍受的是他做一些非常奇怪的梦。
You remember the dreams that he had? He dreamt that he was gathering sheaves with his brothers, and his sheaf stood upright, and all the brothers' sheaves they bowed down to his sheaf.
他其中一个梦就是他的这个禾捆和他的哥哥们的禾捆在一起的时候，他们哥哥的禾捆向他的禾捆来跪拜。
So the brothers were already angry about this dream, and then he has another dream that he tells them.
这个梦呢，之外呢，他又做了一个梦。
He said, "Oh, I had another dream. I was standing there, the sun, the moon, and 11 stars all bowed down to me."
当我在那里站的时候呢，有太阳、月亮，甚至11个星都向我下拜。
They hated him for those dreams.
他们就恨他，因为这些原因。
Did Joseph sin or do anything wrong?
约瑟有没有犯罪呢？或者是做一些不对的事情呢？
Not really.
没有。
I think we could imagine he may have been very annoying.
他可能是让人觉得很讨厌。
But he did nothing to deserve death.
他没有做事情使他配去死。
So while Joseph, we may say, may have been annoying, his brothers actually sinned.
约瑟虽然可能叫人觉得讨厌，但是他的哥哥们却是犯了大罪。
They had a grudge against Joseph, and this grudge grew and grew.
他们怀恨约瑟，这个恨呢就越来越大。
And finally, while they were tending sheep in Dothan, Jacob had sent Joseph to look for his brothers.
在有一次他们在放羊的地方啊，他们这个雅各就让约瑟去找他们的哥哥们。
So when the brothers saw Joseph coming in the distance, they couldn't miss him because he was wearing that fancy coat.
这哥哥们看到约瑟来的时候，很容易认他，因为他穿着彩衣。
The blood starts to boil inside of them.
他们就里面热血沸腾。
Their steaming is coming out of their nostrils.
他们的鼻子就冒出怒气。
They actually thought to murder their own brother.
他们甚至想要谋杀他们自己亲兄弟。
Actually, they were going to do it if Reuben had not stopped them.
若不是流便来阻止他们，他们可能就这样做了。
But thank God they didn't murder their brother, but instead they sold him as a slave to the Ishmaelite slave traders.
还好他们没有杀他，而是把他卖给了这个以实玛利的这些的商人。
So at least in their mind they committed murder against Joseph.
但是呢，至少他们在他们的思想里面已经犯了谋杀的罪。
So they sinned and they wronged Joseph greatly.
他们就对约瑟犯了罪啊，并且呢对他有不好的待遇。
So this is what had happened in the past.
这是在过去发生的事情。
Now for a while, the brothers have agreed that they did Joseph wrong.
他们也都承认啊，他们对于约瑟犯了罪。
How did the brothers come to this agreement?
他们怎么能够同意这样的一个观点呢？
God actually used fear to bring this repentance and acknowledgement from the brothers.
神却用了这个惧怕来使这些弟兄们能够知道这一点。
Just as an aside, if fear restrains us from sinning, it's a good thing.
敬畏或者是惧怕使得我们不犯罪的话是一件好事情。
If fear causes us to repent of our sins, fear is a good thing.
若是惧怕使得我们可以为我们的罪来悔改，这也是一个好的事情。
So God used fear to bring the brothers to repentance.
神就用到这样的一个惧怕使得这些兄弟们可以来悔改。
If we recall in Genesis chapter 42, when the brothers were first sent to Egypt to bring to buy food because of the great famine,
若是你回想在创世纪四十二章讲到这些弟兄们第一次到埃及去弄粮食的时候，
Joseph instantly recognized them.
约瑟一下子就认出他们。
And while the brothers did not recognize Joseph.
他们的弟兄们却兄弟们却没有认出约瑟来。
When Joseph accused them of being spies,
当约瑟来指责他们是奸细的时候，
You are spies.
你们是奸细。
You know, I don't know how big Egypt was compared to where these brothers came from.
我不知道这个埃及地和他们的迦南地大小有多少。
This man who looks like he's in charge,
这个人是一个有权柄的人。
In a big, grand place,
这很大的地方。
Accuses them of being a spy.
就指责这些的几个兄弟们是奸细。
My heart would stop. I'd be so terrified.
我要是在其中的话，我会非常害怕。
As fear gripped each one of them, it caused them to say to each other, "Truly, we are guilty." This is 42:21. Truly, we are guilty concerning our brother, because we saw the distress of his soul when he pleaded us. Now, they're talking about Joseph when he pleaded with us, yet we would not listen. Therefore, this distress has come upon us.
当他们惧怕的时候，在创世纪四十二章二十一节这讲到，他们彼此说，我们在兄弟身上实在有罪，他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里的愁苦却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。
When they're terrified,
他们非常害怕。
For some reason they thought about the time back to Joseph when they thought about killing him and when they actually sold him as a slave.
这个事却是让他回想到多年以前发生，他们想谋杀约瑟，并且把他卖到埃及的这件事情。
This fear caused them to say to themselves, "Truly, we are guilty concerning our brother."
这个惧怕呢，使他们能够说，我们在兄弟身上实在有罪。
So the fear caused them to recognize their sin.
这里就讲到这个惧怕，使得他们可以认识到他们的罪。
Without recognizing that we are sinners, we will not seek forgiveness.
若是我们不知道我们是罪人，我们就没有办法求赦免。
This happens for our salvation.
就在我们的救恩当中有这样的事情。
This also happens after we are saved.
甚至在我们已经得救，我们也有这样的事情发生在我们身上。
Before we are born again, when the Holy Spirit convicts us and reveals us the sin inside of us,
当我们还没有得救的时候，圣灵就来使得我们知道我们里面的罪。
We come to the Father through faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus on the cross, and we receive our forgiveness.
我们就借着耶稣基督他所完成的工作来到父神面前，能够得到赦免。
And even after we are saved,
甚至我们在得救以后，
I don't think anybody in this room will say, after I was saved, I've never sinned.
没有一个人说可以说我们得救以后就没有再犯罪。
So even as believers, when we sin, and the Holy Spirit convicts us,
甚至我们已经是得救的，已经信了主，我们有时候犯罪的时候，圣灵也会让我们想起我们的罪。
And the Holy Spirit tells us to confess our sins.
圣灵也让我们能够来承认我们的罪。
We confess and we receive our forgiveness.
我们来承认，然后我们来得到神的赦免。
So now these brothers, they just buried their father. Of course, they're sad to bury their father, but they sit down and have a brothers meeting without Joseph.
当他们的父亲去世以后呢，这些弟兄们就聚在一起。
They think about what they did to Joseph many years ago.
他们就想到他们在多年以前对约瑟的犯的罪。
And they wonder.
他们就想，
Hey guys, what if Joseph still holds a grudge against us?
你想，若是约瑟还怀恨我们怎么办？
And he wants to pay us back for all the wrong we did to him.
他把这我们以前所做的一切的恶来报复我们怎么办？
So the first attempt is to, okay, let's, you know what? We should send a messenger to soften him up first.
他们就决定了要让一个人过去，让他们间的关系可以更加调和缓和。
So they actually send messengers to send a message to Joseph.
他们就把一个信使送到这个约瑟那里。
We don't know if Jacob actually said what they said that he said, that, you know, they said that Jacob said, tell your brother to forgive us.
我们也不知道是不是这样，但是他们所说的就是雅各他们的父亲让他们让这个约瑟来这个赦免或者饶恕他的弟兄们。
So when Joseph receives this message,
当约瑟得到这个消息的时候，
the Bible tells us that he wept.
这圣经就说约瑟哭了。
He wept.
他就哭了。
You know, he doesn't say, aha, I got you guys now.
他不是说啊，你这些我今天算逮住你了。
He doesn't say, now, you will know what suffering is like.
他不是说现在是你要知道如何受苦的时候。
If you know the expression, Joseph is holding all the cards.
我们知道呢，可以用一个表述，就是约瑟他的手里牌都在约瑟手里。
Maybe you guys don't gamble, but do you know what that means? Okay.
你知不知道是什么意思？
He is more powerful than them.
他是比他们更加有能力。
They wronged him.
他们也得罪了他。
They know it, and he knows it.
他们知道，约瑟也知道。
The fact that he's more powerful than them, and the fact that he was wronged by them, these are two very powerful cards that he holds in his hand.
他比他们更有能力，并且他们是得罪了他。这两件事情是他手里面的非常，非常好的这个牌。
With these two cards, Joseph can make his brothers do anything.
有这两张牌，王牌，他就可以让他的弟兄们、兄弟们或者哥哥们做任何事情。
Don't we, in your relationships,
在你们的关系当中
，with your husband and with your wife,
和丈夫和太太的关系。
With your children and with your parents.
或者孩子，或者是父母亲的关系。
With your siblings.
你们的兄弟姊妹之间的关系。
With brothers and sisters in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹在主里面的关系。
With your friends.
和你的朋友们。
Do you have a card that you have in your pocket that you can pull out any time?
你的口袋里有没有一张王牌啊？你随时可以拿出来。
We do. Sometimes we do that.
有时候我们确实这样。
If someone sins against me, I can hold that card for a very long time.
若是有人得罪了我，我布到了这个牌，能可以存很久。
So with that card in my pocket, let's say I argue with somebody.
我们说，我们在口袋里有这样牌的时候。
And I, as the argument goes on, I start to lose the argument.
我们一起辩论的时候呢，我开始占下风。
So I'm losing, and my position is at a very I'm at a very disadvantageous position.
我的这个就甘拜了下风的这个情况下。
That's when I pull out a card and say, "Hey, you remember that time you did that to me?"
然后我就拿出这张牌来说，哎，你记得我那次你得罪我的时候吗
？Conversation's over.
这就不用再争下去了。
I automatically win.
我已经赢了。
The worse the sin was, or worse the wrong was against me, the more powerful that card is.
你得罪我越深啊，我这个王牌就越有价值。
You know, in my home.My wife never sins against me.
在我的生活中呢，我的太太从来没有得罪我。
So my pocket's empty. I have no cards.
我的口袋里都是空空的。
But when I wrong her,
当我得罪她的时候
，she's very gracious and she forgives me.
她非常有恩典赦免我。
So we never have problems at home.
我在家中没有这个问题。
But seriously, all of us have done this.
但是呢，严肃的说，每个人都做了这样的事情。
But you know, the Bible tells us that Joseph wept.
知道在这里面，这里圣经讲到约瑟就哭了。
Nobody pulls out a trump card and weeps.
没有人把他的王牌拿出来然后哭。
Because love does not keep a record of wrongs.
因为爱呢是不计算别人的恶。
Joseph and his brothers.
约瑟和他们的哥哥们。
Joseph had forgiven his brothers a long, long time ago.
约瑟已经在很久以前就已经赦免他的哥哥们。
Joseph By now, they've been, because Jacob lived in Egypt for 17 years. They've been in Egypt for 17 years now.
雅各在那个 埃及地已经住了17年, 所以他的哥哥们也差不多17年。
For those 17 years, Joseph lived a free man.
在这17年中呢, 约瑟是一个自由人。
He was free from bitterness.
他没有任何的苦毒。
He was free from anger.
没有任何的, 恼怒。
He was free from malice.
没有任何的这恶毒。
He was free from grudges.
没有任何的这样的怀恨在他里面。
Joseph lived with a clear conscience before God, before his father, and before his brothers.
约瑟在神、在他父亲、在他兄弟们面前都有个非常干净的一个里面的一个秩序，或者是良心。
Joseph had no intentions to harm his brothers.
约瑟没有任何的意图要伤害他的哥哥们。
Most of us, who, if we have experienced anything resembling what Joseph experienced from his brothers,
我们当中若是任何人经历约瑟在他哥哥们身上的经历的时候，
don't we hold on to bitterness?
我们是不是有苦毒？
Don't we hold on to the anger?
是不是有恼怒？
Somehow when we get bitter and angry, it seemingly gives us energy and power.
我们里面有恼怒或者是怀恨的时候， 我们里面就有一种力量。
To fight and to punch and to struggle.
去来争斗啊, 去来, 打。
When the time is right.
当这时候到的时候。
But we know that bitterness, when we hold on to it, it eats us from the inside.
这个苦毒在我们里面就, 来侵蚀我们里面。
Bitterness robs us of joy and happiness.
苦毒使得我们里面没有平安和喜乐。
What a blessing it is for us when we can live free of bitterness.
我们要是没有这些苦毒, 那是何等的喜乐的事情。
It was God's grace that allowed Joseph to truly forgive his brothers.
神的恩典使约瑟能够完全的来饶恕他的哥哥们。
His brothers, on the other hand, did not live free for the past 17 years.
但是他们这哥哥们呢, 他的哥哥们却没有这样的自由的在他神面前活着。
This means that for the past 17 years, they have been living with feeling guilty in their hearts towards Joseph.
这就是说在17年当中呢, 他仍然里面还是有这种负罪的感觉。
Not only did they live feeling guilty, they lived in fear of Joseph all those years.
并且不仅是这种罪恶的感觉, 并且呢, 他也非常害怕这个约瑟来报复他们。
During those 17 years, they somewhat felt safe because Dad was around.
这17年他们得到有安全感, 是因为他们的父亲还活着。
They felt safe because they believed that Jacob could protect them if Joseph decided to pay them back.
因为他们觉得安全, 是因为他们觉得父亲雅各可以出面, 若是约瑟做一些不好的事情, 他可以出面。
Joseph had forgiven them.
约瑟已经饶恕了他的哥哥们。
When we read through the Bible, there's a lot of evidence. There's only evidence of Joseph having had forgiven them.
在我们读圣经的时候看见可以有很多的证据说明约瑟已经饶恕了他的哥哥们。
He had promised them from the beginning, I will take care of you.
在起初的时候, 他就来应许, 我一定要来照顾好你们。
I will provide for you and for the little ones.
甚至你和你的家人, 我都来养活你们。
And he had been keeping his promise for 17 years.
他已经17年来, 承诺这样的一个应许。
Joseph had forgiven them. Their problem was that they did not believe that Joseph had forgiven them.
约瑟已经饶恕了他们哥哥们，但是他的哥哥们并不相信约瑟已经完全饶恕了他们。
Living with a guilty conscience.
我们活着有一个这个负罪的里面的良心。
Because they did not believe.
因为他们不相信。
Now, some brothers and sisters live today still with a guilty conscience.
我们当中的弟兄姊妹或许有些也是仍然有一个在负罪的感觉中生活。
Some brothers and sisters live with a guilty conscience of the sin they committed before they were saved.
甚至有些是在他们这个得救之前犯的罪，他们现在仍然有负罪的感觉。
Once in a while, something will trigger that memory and they feel sad and guilty inside.
有段时间他会里面就会被触摸啊，有想起这些以前的罪的时候就非常的悲哀。
Just like the brothers, if we live feeling guilty before the Lord,
就像这约瑟的这些哥哥们，若是我们在神面前，在主面前，生活在一个负罪的感觉中，
we are not living as free men.
我们不是一个真正自由的人。
We must take the Lord at His word.
我们必须来用神的话，并且相信，
and believe that all.Our sins have been forgiven.
要相信我们一切的罪都已经得到赦免。
That all our sins have been wiped out clean by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们所有的罪都借着耶稣基督的宝血已经洗净。
We must not believe the lies.
我们不能够相信一些谎言。
If Satan,
就是魔鬼，仇敌。
Anyone,
任何人。
Comes to us and accuses us of the sin that we have committed before we were saved.
若是有任何人到我们面前，借着我们以前得救以前所犯的罪来指责我们的时候，
we must not believe it.
我们不能相信。
We must put our faith in the Lord Jesus and live free.
我们必须相信耶稣基督啊，并且在他面前做一个自由人。
Some of our youth get a little bit confused.
有些年轻人呢，有时候就混淆。
Some of our youth, they have believed in the Lord Jesus, but they cannot reconcile the fact that they find themselves sinning today.
有些年轻人他相信了神，但是他们不能够明白为什么他现在还会犯罪。
They know they're born again.
知道他们已经重生，
but they still sin.
但是他仍然犯罪。
They confess to the Lord.
他也向主承认自己的罪。
They still feel guilty.
但是仍然有罪恶的感觉。
They're tormented.
他实在是有一个挣扎在他里面。
Some of our young brothers and sisters live like Joseph.
有些的弟兄姊妹像这个约瑟一样活着。
Feeling guilty.And living in fear before the Lord.
他们就像约瑟的哥哥们，有一个活在的一个负罪的感觉当中。
Even if we are confused,
甚至我们在混淆的时候
，even if we do not fully comprehend the finished work of our Lord Jesus,
甚至我们不完全了解主耶稣他已经完成的救赎的工作。
If we, like Joseph's brothers, go to the Lord,
若是像约瑟的哥哥们能够来到神面前，
would he not comfort us?
我们是不是得到安慰？
Would he not speak kindly to us, his children?
我们是不是彼此要以恩言相待？
The Bible tells us in 1 John.Chapter 1, verse 9.
在圣经中，在约翰一书的一章一节九节中说到
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This tells us that we as children of God can live free and without a guilty conscience and without condemnation and without fear before the holy God.
这是讲到作为神的儿女，我们可以在神面前活出一个没有任何负罪感啊，一个完全的在这个公义的神面前能够完全清洁的光景。
I heard a brother put it this way.
我听到一个弟兄这样讲。
The blood of our Lord Jesus is so effective.
神耶稣基督，神儿子的血是如此的有功效。
That when the Lord, when the Father looks at us,
当天父看我们的时候，
He sees a child of God who has, as if we've never sinned.
他看我们这些神的儿女。像是从来没有犯过罪。
He looks at us just the way he looks at his own son, Jesus.
他看我们就像他看他自己的爱子基督耶稣。
Holy and blameless.
是圣洁的，没有任何瑕疵。
So on God's side, there's no problem.
在神那边没有任何问题。
God will never look at us and say, "Oh, wait a minute. He used to be a sinner who was forgiven."
神不会看我们说哦，这是以前是个罪人啊，得到赦免。
We should remember that we were sinners who were forgiven.
我们应该记得我们是罪人啊，蒙神的赦免。
But we must not forget that we can stand in the presence of holy and righteous God and have no fear at all.
但是我们必须要记得，我们能够在公义圣洁的神面前能够站立。
We can live in freedom before the Lord.
我们可以在神面前做一个完全自由的人，活在他面前。
So the brothers come after they try to soften up Joseph with the messengers. They come and they fall down.
这些哥哥们把信使打发以后，他们也自己匍匐来到耶稣的面前。
Thank God, Joseph didn't say, "Wow, I remember this in a dream."
耶稣也没有说这就是我当时做梦的情形。
Joseph says, "Don't be afraid."
但耶稣对他们说，不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
I'm not God.
我岂能代替神呢？
You don't have to be afraid of me.
你不需要害怕我。
Sometimes,
有时候
we look at brothers and sisters, and we think, "Man, this guy thinks he's God."
我们看我们弟兄姊妹的时候，我们说。这个想认为自己是神，是神。
Sometimes people actually express it.
有时候人也这样表达。
You can, some brothers and sisters will point to another brother or another sister, say, "Hey, this guy thinks he's God."
可能我们会背后议论啊，这个弟兄或者姊妹认为自己是神。
May the Lord forgive us if we've done it in the past, but when we say that, pointing our finger to a brother or sister, it demonstrates our immaturity. We are acting like kids.
我们求主饶恕我们，我们若是这样做的话，我们应该知道，我们这样说的时候是讲到我们自己在主面前非常不成熟。
If we see a brother or sister who may be acting proud andmaybe we see, "My, this guy thinks he's God."
若是我们看到有些的弟兄姊妹比较骄傲的时候，我们会说他认为自己是神的时候。
We should pray for them.
我们应该为他们祷告。
We should pray that the Lord would have mercy on this brother or sister.
我们应该为这样的弟兄姊妹祷告，用神来给他们怜悯。
But may the Lord have really have mercy on us when we sometimes become proud ourselves. And we talk like we're God, and we act like we're God.
若是我们自己啊，行为上非常的这样的骄傲，非常的显出像是在弟兄姊妹中做神的话，我们要求神来赦免我们。
Joseph is the most powerful. Well, he's the most powerful man in the whole land of Egypt.
约瑟是整个埃及地最有能力啊最有能力的人。
The great nation of Egypt is number two.
在这个这么大的一个埃及地。
He's got power.
他有能力。
He doesn't forget. I'm not God.
但是他没有忘记，他不能代替神，他不是神。
Joseph has learned over the years that God is sovereign and God is omnipresent.
约瑟在他的这个经历当中知道神是无所不在无所不能的神。
When we read through the story of Joseph, we recognize that Joseph learned to acknowledge God in all his ways.
我们看他的历史的时候知道约瑟在他所有所行的事情上都认定主。
So Joseph says, I'm not God.
约瑟说我岂能代替神呢？
By mentioning the fact that he's not God,
当他说他自己不是神的时候,
he's bringing himself, his brothers, all of them into the presence of God.
他这样讲的时候就把他和他的哥哥们都带到神的面前。
Because in God's presence,
因为在神的同在中,
just like in Revelation,
甚至在启示录中讲到的
，Every believer in the presence of God falls down and worships God。
是讲到每一个的信主的，在那个时候都要来跪拜在神面前。
Everything we do is better when we acknowledge the Lord in what we do。
每一件事情都会更好，若是我们能知道神是我们唯一的神。
Joseph comforts them, and he spoke kindly to them.
约瑟就用亲爱的话来安慰他们。
What an amazing grace!
何等奇妙的恩典！
Here the brothers actually came to Joseph, afraid.
这些兄弟们哥哥们来到约瑟面前非常惧怕。
Man, we actually thought of killing him.We sold him to slavery.
他们想到他当年想着要谋杀他，并且要把他已经把他卖到埃及。
What if he decides to take revenge?
他若是用这个来惩罚我们怎么办？
As I mentioned before, if we come to the Lord,
我刚才所说的，若是我们来到神面前
，and we confess our sins,
我们来承认我们的罪。
Would he not forgive us all our sins?
神难道不会来饶恕我们一切的罪吗？
Would he not comfort us and speak kindly to us?
神难道不会用亲爱的话来安慰我们吗？
And tell us, I love you.
而且告诉我们他爱我们。
You are my beloved.
你是我所爱的。
And in our walk, in our lifetime,
在我们的生活中,
if we should sin,
若是我们犯罪,
if we are like the prodigal son and we wander off,
若是我们像的浪子, 挥霍了, 这个地上的事情,
and by the grace of God, we remember, in the Father's house, even the servants eat well and live well.
借着神的恩典，我们想到在父的家中，甚至仆人也比我现在过得光景好的时候。
And like the prodigal son, if we come to our senses and we come back to the Father,
像这个浪子，当他能够自己意识到这样的时候，能够回到父神的家中。
Would not the Father see us in the distance and run to us to embrace us?
难道父亲不像那个当时的所说的，他在远处看到自己的孩子，就跑去来和他亲吻。
See what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
看了神所赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
That we should be called children of God.
我们可以成为神的儿女。
And that is what we are.
这是我，也是我们确实是神的儿女。
We are not children of God.
我们现在是神的儿女。
We are not brothers and sisters.
我们现在是弟兄姊妹。
There should be nothing between us and God.
在我们和神之间不应该有任何的拦阻。
God has made all the provisions.
神已经提供了一切的这样的提供。
There should be nothing between us and our brothers and sisters.
在我们和弟兄姊妹之间也没有任何的隔断的墙。
God has made all the provisions already.
神也给我们一切的提供。
May the Lord be gracious to us and allow us to live in freedom, without fear, without a guilty conscience before Him and before one another.
愿神恩待我们，让我们在他面前活着，没有任何的拦阻，没有任何的罪的这样的一个良心的谴责，能够完全的自由在他面前。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this privilege that we can call you Abba Father, just like our Lord Jesus.
天父，我们何等感谢你这样的权利，让我们可以称你为阿爸父，像你自己的爱子那样。
Father, you demonstrated your love for us by sending your Son.
天父，你借着差遣你的爱子，向我们显明你对我们的爱。
You have given us your Son.
你把你自己的独生的爱子赐给我们。
We cannot ask you for any more.
我们没有办法向你要求更多。
You could not love us any more. You could not love us any less.
你不能够更多或者更少的爱我们。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们谢谢你。
We praise you for this wonderful relationship that you have initiated with each one of us.
我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你让我们之间有这样一个美好的亲密的关系。
Father, by your grace, may we live in freedom before you and before our brothers and sisters.
天父，我们借着你的恩典，我们可以能够自由地活在你和活在弟兄姊妹当中。
We ask you for your mercy in our families.
我们求你把怜悯赏给每一个家庭。
We ask you for your mercy in our relationships.
在我们的各种关系中赐给我们怜悯。
We ask you for your mercy in every gathering place that gathers in the name of the Lord Jesus.
在你的名下任何的聚集，我们都求你多多加给我们怜悯。
That we may live in freedom with one another.
我们可以在你面前自由地来活在你面前。
That you may receive all the glory and all the honor.
你可以得到我们一切的荣耀颂赞。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，
Amen. Amen.